Thank you to Morgan & Morgan for sponsoring this video.
No heat or hot water, crumbling ceilings, and rat-infested hallways. Those are just some of the living conditions described in the city's so-called worst landlord watch list.
The city now go by again to liquid. This is broken.
So if you thought living in New York was bad, put your seatbelt on because the city's worst landlord list recently came out. And we're now seeing the true extent of how bad New York's housing situation is, with some renters struggling to pay thousands of dollars for apartments in crime-infested buildings that are struggling themselves to avoid collapsing completely. And all this is coming out at a time when New York's rents are continuing to rise to levels so high, whoever's living here today may not be able to afford it tomorrow.
From leaky ceilings,
this is broken,
to broken windows, Olga Camille says she's seen and felt it all.
I feel so bad because it's so dirty.
This here is what an apartment can look like when a tenant moves out of a rent-stabilized apartment after living here for nearly 30 years. At the time, this apartment went for $775 per month.
Tenants living with rent stabilization say it plays a big role in their financial stability.
They protect us. They have to treat our apartment better. So I feel really sorry for people who don't live in a rent stabilized apartment.
Camille says she not only has to deal with rodents and spotty heat.
Doors open, you can walk right in.
But for years, she's lived next door to vacant apartments in disrepair that are open for anyone to go into.
For a full year, it sat vacant because the landlord says it needs $50,000 worth of renovations just to bring it up to code.
But under the current law, the owner is only allowed an $89 a month increase.
So while rents in many cities are falling, New York's are still climbing, much to the chagrin of our progressive leaders, who won't admit that even though they claim to care about the plight of the everyday working man, taking any real action that would lower his rents is not something they're at all interested in. Something other metropolitan areas report happens almost immediately when they increase the supply of apartments by building new ones. However, it looks like our leaders were sleeping through Economics 101 because building new apartments here never seems to happen, even though every year politician after politician campaigns on lowering housing prices, yet they just seem to get higher and higher with every election. And somehow we're stuck with an entire city council that can't seem to pass a law that does anything about it, except when they pass laws that make rents go even higher. Like their recent law forcing some landlords to pay brokers for marketing and renting their apartments, as well as banning them from renting formerly government-regulated apartments at current market rents, even if those apartments require $50,000 to $100,000 worth of renovation work, just to get up to code with New York City's arduous housing rules. A conundrum that has removed tens of thousands of apartments from New York City's housing market, which sit empty right now with zero people living in them. Which brings us to the real reason why living in this city just got way worse for every single renter. Our leaders have allowed an unaffordable status quo to remain intact, which means this is going to be another year we all end up paying more for less. At a time when milk and eggs and other basic groceries in this city continue to get more and more expensive, stretching household budgets to levels that trap New York City renters in a perpetual cycle of poverty that nobody can escape from. And as you're about to see, finding a decent, affordable place to live in this town is next to impossible. This place comes with a little vanity mirror, and this is a two-bedroom apartment. There's a lot of recent updates that have been done to this place, and it's $4,500 a month, which might sound like a lot, but it's the cheapest place you're gonna find in this part of town. With this thing called laundry in unit that lots of apartments, mine included, do not have. Therefore, this apartment is not on the city's naughty landlord apartment list. However, as you're about to see, the types of incompetence that get an apartment on that list are so reprehensible, it's shocking these buildings haven't been confiscated from some of these people.
The city now go by again to liquid.
From From leaky ceilings.
This is broken.
To broken windows. Olga Camille says she's seen and felt it all in her 170th Street apartment building.
I feel so bad because it's so dirty. We fight 5 years.
Oh, man. So her apartment has a hole in the ceiling and it leaks.
Raining water down on all of her stuff, destroying everything.
And I saw some peeling paint on some of the walls in there.
Now, to get your apartment to look like that one instead of the one we're standing in now requires a lot of work. First of all, the building that you're in has to be super old, but most of these buildings are super old. This one's super old.
But instead of keeping it in good working order like this heater, which is old but doesn't make any noise and has a knob that turns and is very warm right now,
the landlord of her apartment building is basically letting it fall apart while people live there.
And leaking ceilings, peeling paint, those are like the most basic repairs that any fool could make.
And it doesn't take much to take your apartment and make it much better than most of what's out there. This place in particular, it's a cut above what you'll usually find. There's window trim, there's exposed brick, the kitchen's got granite counters, the appliances are nice,
and there's even a free air conditioner over here, which works.
You know how many landlords out there take the ACs out and throw them away when the last tenant moves out?
And speaking of work that's easy to do, look at this. See how the walls and the floor, how they meet right here? You don't have little bugs and stuff crawling in and out of places like this.
And in an apartment like this, if the renter is a disaster, they're really messy, they don't clean up after themselves, they got bugs and crumbs all over the place,
that stuff is gonna be contained to this particular unit. It's not gonna escape and ruin the rest of the building for the neighbors.
But that brings up a big question. This woman's got serious problems in her apartment. Are those problems the fault of her landlord who looks like a deadbeat according to this news report?
Or is it possible that the problems she's experiencing in her apartment aren't the fault of the landlord at all?
In the building we visited today, Camille says she not only has to deal with rodents and spotty heat.
Doors open, you can walk right in.
But for years, she's lived next door to vacant apartments in disrepair that are open for anyone to go into.
Only me and my daughter living in this apartment, so anyway, we feel insecure.
But the names you...
So the plot thickens. The apartment next to hers looks super old. Nobody lives there, and it looks and appears as if a bomb or something went off in there.
But how is it possible for there to be an empty apartment in New York City anywhere? We're in the middle of a housing crisis.
With only 1.4% of apartments even available to rent to begin with. And according to this New York Post article, rents average around $4,500 a month in Manhattan, where we are right now.
And what that means is the empty apartment next to hers has an annual contract value of between $40,000 and $50,000.
If the landlord just rents it out for 12 months.
$54,000 if it manages to hit the median rent.
However, what if a situation exists where it's illegal for that landlord to spend all the money it's gonna take on that empty apartment to get it up to code, to then re-rent it for the $4,000 a month he could probably get?
Under the current law, the owner is only allowed an $89 a month increase. So let's say you have a $700 a month apartment, you have to put in $50,000 to get $89 a month back. Your rate of return is going to be 30 or 40 years.
Landlords are not required to...
So if you got a landlord on this worst landlord list and they've got apartments that could be market rate and they're leaving them in shambles, those landlords are morons and they should have their buildings taken away from them. But if it's illegal to go and fix those places up because the rate of return is so low you'll never get it back,
it starts to make sense why you'd have an empty piece of property in a city during a housing crisis that nobody can live in.
And right now you've got tens of thousands of these rent-regulated apartments that are sitting around sort of in limbo. Last year you had 26,000 of these formerly regulated apartments which are still regulated and aren't getting fixed. And in the example we just got on the news, if you have to invest $50,000 but your rate of return is $89 a month, nobody is going to go make that investment that has $50,000. They're going to take that money, they're going to put it somewhere where they get more than $89.
And remember how I mentioned earlier that our leaders are passing laws that make rents go up? Well, these protections for these regulated apartments that are supposed to be affordable, those were recently renewed, basically trapping all of this potential real estate in a world that helps nobody.
Most people don't know this, but when you're seriously hurt, that injury could be worth millions of dollars. And when you're in an accident, it's important that you know how America's largest the past few months than the highest insurance in Philadelphia in a lot. Plus, it's come on. Step one, submit your step number three, Morgan & Morgan takes as across the results possible. You can start in the description of this video and once again. This is what I'm talking about. It's the same apartment that we were just in downstairs, but there's this upper level. You could actually live in there if you wanted, and it's $100 more a month. Plus, it's got a pretty sweet roof deck that comes with a smokestack.
But here's the thing. The reason these apartments exist, the reason they're in great shape, is because they aren't these regulated apartments.
And I know that both of these places are expensive, but at least now they could be rented by somebody when if they were regulated apartments, they might be unable to be rented at all. To be honest with you, both are kind of a nail in the coffin of our whole affordability battle here.
Yeah, David, this here is what an apartment can look like when a tenant moves out of a rent-stabilized apartment after living here for nearly 30 years. At the time, this apartment went for $775 per month. For a full year, it sat vacant because the landlord says it needs $50,000 worth of renovations just to bring it.
So I was doing some math. This place, $46.95. If three people live here, you're getting $1,500 a month rent for a bedroom.
And here's what that third bedroom looks like. Okay, in the unit downstairs, we had a bedroom on one side of the kitchen and another bedroom on the other, but this is obviously a bathroom. That means this is also a two-bedroom. So I guess you're looking at $2,300-ish rent per person here.
Which is still very affordable for something with its own roof deck, but the rent here could actually be a lot lower.
And a lot of these older style buildings have apartments in them that are just like the one we saw in the news. Super old, in need of repair, yet nobody can live in them.
And the first way to lower prices in New York City's housing market is gonna be to give landlords more apartments to rent. A landlord who's got two empty apartments, he doesn't feel the need to drop his rents and attract a renter to the same degree as somebody who's got four empty apartments or five.
And every apartment that is artificially blocked from coming on the market because it can't be renovated, can't be fixed up, just raises the rent on the other apartments these landlords have.
And it gives them less money to improve their properties and help their current renters. Now, that doesn't excuse that landlord that made the worst landlord's list giving that poor woman an apartment that nobody would want to live in. But if there were more money on the table, no matter how greedy and selfish this guy is, he could be sued and forced to make repairs, and the money to make those repairs would exist.
And the fact of the matter is, you could lower rents almost immediately in this city if you'd unlock those 26,000 empty apartments.
Since 2019, many such renovations have been unaffordable for landlords because of a New York law that caps rent-stabilized increases at 3% in order to tackle housing affordability in the city. As a result, property values have plummeted 60 to 70%.
You know, it's hard to feel bad for people who are rich enough to be landlords in this city, but if it's actually an investment scheme that could cost you 60% of whatever you put in, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme at all. And if people are losing millions of dollars on property they recently purchased and were in a housing crisis, it's hard to blame them for trying to maximize their rents, especially when they've got other empty units that they're not allowed to rent at all and just cost them money to have.
And this reveals that there are no winners in New York City's housing market except the politicians. Think about it, we renters are losing our shirts, paying thousands of dollars every single month. And surprisingly, the landlords that own some of these places, they're losing even more money every single year.
The landlord of this apartment said he's getting squeezed because his revenue is declining with some apartments no longer habitable, all while his taxes, insurance, and interest rates are going up.
Seeing foreclosures left.
You know, the landlords of any of these places would probably be able to charge less if it cost them less money to
to run their buildings. And right now,
these apartments that we're in are both empty. Yes, they're going to rent very quickly, but every day they're empty, the owner loses money. If they were cheaper, he'd be getting that money right now.
And even though most of us, myself included, blame our landlords when our rent goes up, maybe it's not entirely their fault when that happens. The city recently started charging more for water. And since these apartments include hot water, cold water, and heat, the more water costs, the more the rent has to go up to compensate for that.
Revealing that the price, of an apartment, it's not just decided between the landlord and the renter, it's decided between the landlord, the renter, and the city. There's three people looking for their cut here, and the city's cut is non-negotiable.
And the problem here is that as the costs to run an apartment go up, the landlord has no choice but to pass those on to the renter.
Because owning an apartment building makes you a business owner, and no business owner can survive if they lose money by doing business. And just like grocery stores pass their costs on to their customers, landlords are doing the exact same thing.
Which was never supposed to happen. I mean, that's the whole reason why we've still got some of these affordable apartments that are so affordable they can never be renovated and rented to anybody. It looks like this might actually be a disaster for the New York City housing market. Because now everybody's losing except the people that keep getting elected to solve these problems and don't.
Our research have shown that in the longer run, it actually leads to a overall reduction of affordable rental housing supply. It actually fuels gentrification and increases the income inequality. Our study do find...
So, according to these researchers, rent control in a city actually pushes rents up over time instead of keeping things affordable, and it does it faster than it would naturally happen.
And these rules apparently trap rent-stabilized tenants in their apartments because the rent they've got is so low, moving could bankrupt them completely. And since nobody wants to move, that means there's definitely going to be shortages of new apartments as people stay put. You need turnover if you want to have spots for new people to come in. And moving shouldn't be something that bankrupts people. If people can move when their family size increases or when they need more space, you're always going to have apartments available at the affordable end of the spectrum for newcomers to whatever city it is. However, there's another way in which all of these rent control apartments lead to shortages. They make having an apartment the worst type of real estate you could own. You'd be better off with a storefront because storefronts aren't regulated by any sort of rent control. You can get whatever you want for them. And even if you can't have a storefront that gets a little restaurant paying more money per month than an apartment would, maybe you could turn those empty apartment spaces you have into amenity rooms or storage lockers or something else. On top of that, this also creates a race to the top, so to speak, where landlords do everything they can to build the most luxurious type of properties available. And that's because if you've only got so many spaces you can rent out, you're going to try to get the highest paying tenants you possibly can.
Forcing New York to be a city that caters to the rich, even though we only seem to vote for people who say that they care about the poor. What do you think about that? How would you solve New York's housing crisis? Would you build? Or would you ban something? Is there something you could ban and get rid of that would make this all cheaper? Let me know. Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next video.